Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And it is a pleasure. Welcome to Biz Talk Radio, and it is Frankie Boyer. And joining us today is someone that has been very much involved in the Innovation Incubator at Cal State University. Joining us is Gary Polk. And Gary, it is a pleasure. Welcome back to the program. It's nice to have you back again. And for people that are just joining in, if you wouldn't mind just sharing with us a little bit about what you guys are doing and the excitement with this Innovation Incubator program, please.
Good morning, Frankie. How are you today?
I'm well.
It's great to join you again. To answer your question, the Innovation Incubator at Cal State University Dominguez Hills, we were launched in January 2017. Our slogan is, we empower social entrepreneurs. So we focus on entrepreneurs who want to do good while doing well. And our overarching goal is to teach what they don't know about business and entrepreneurship.
So, you know, being an entrepreneur sounds so exciting, but the reality is, you know it and I know it, it's a lot of hard work, and it's not for everybody, Gary.
Without a doubt. So people ask, what advice would I give? And I always start off with, make sure it's your passion, because like you said, it's hard, and you'll have some challenges. You may have some failures, and if it's your passion, you'll hang in there, and if it's not, you'll probably quit very easily.
So the work that you're doing at this incubator program, tell me what you're looking for.
Well, our goal, we're considered a high-touch incubator in that we don't offer co-space, but we offer something more important, and that's mentorship. So we have volunteers, mentors. We have over 20 mentors now. And they volunteer 2 to 4 hours a month to work with our clients. And we use a Socratic approach in that we don't tell them what to do. We ask them a lot of questions. They tell us what they want to do, and then we talk and ask them questions about, have you considered this? Have you considered that? Our goal is to help them build a business that is scalable as well as sustainable. You have to have a proof of concept coming in, but we didn't limit ourselves to an industry. So our focus is really innovation. So we have a manufacturer, we have food companies, we have retail, we have personal service, we have a craft brewery, and our whole focus is innovation and the social entrepreneur slant.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. There have been companies in this country that make world-famous products, and their whole design is about giving back to community, being socially responsible. It's not so much about the money. And there are monks that make special jams and different products throughout the country, the world. So Are we starting to see, Gary, a trend that maybe, just maybe, people giving back more and really building in that giving back piece into their company? And is it for show or is it legit? Because I have a problem with the Pink Ribbon campaign, that these carcinogenic products that add to cancer, but because they're funding the Pink Ribbon, they get, do you know what I'm saying? They get the pass.
Yeah. Well, and that's interesting to ask that. I would say probably 30 years in MBA schools, they were teaching profit maximization. But in the 90s, something came forward, and now it's really catching hold, something called the triple bottom line. The triple bottom line is also called the three P's, and that is people, planet, and profit. So the people is how you treat your customers, and how do you treat your employees? The planet is our environment, and then, of course, we're still after profit. The average corporation only makes about an 8% profit. So if you have a goal, let's say you're a CEO and your goal is a 15 or 20% profit, that is a very ambitious profit goal. If you make that goal, you should feel good. But why do you need to make a 30 or 40% profit maximization goal? Because maybe that's going after that extra 30 or 40% profit is where the greed comes in. Why can't we go for a 15% ambitious profit, but at the same time make sure we leave a good carbon footprint for our environment, and also we take care of our employees and we take care of our customers? A lot of business leaders realize now if they take care of their employees, if they do extra things like provide breakfast or lunch, if they do extra things like flex time, then those employees in turn will take care of their customers, and that's what it's all about. Because if you take care of your customers, your bottom line will improve. And so that's really, it's more of a mix of, again, the triple bottom line, people, planet, profit. And there's a company out there called B Corp. And their whole focus is on looking at for-profit companies, going through this long assessment to see if you truly are a socially minded, mission-based company. You mentioned
Ahead. When you are that company, and by the way, can you just share with us before we run out of time the fourth annual Technology and Supply Chain Summit coming up? I think it's on Friday, April 6th.
Yes, it's here on our campus in Carson. It's from 9:30 to 4:30. We have four general sessions. Our first session is going to be blockchain in the supply chain. So you hear all about this cryptocurrency. Well, we're going to focus on that. Our second session is Disney's focus on diversity, procurement, and the supply chain. So we have a Disney procurement manager who focuses on diversity. Then we have PricewaterhouseCoopers going to lead us in AI is shrinking the supply chain. And he's going to talk about three mega trends and eight predictions for 2018. And that's Michael Kendazi, and he's the managing director of PricewaterhouseCoopers. Then we're going to close out the event with a how tech enables the supply chain general session. And then we have a drone demo, a special drone demo is going to happen. And then we'll have a beer, wine, garden, and a career expo where we'll just have a good chance to network. So it's a full day of activity. We're still, you can go online and register. We have over 200 people already signed up, and we hope to get to 300 people.
Wow, that's awesome. Awesome. Out of all of those events that are happening, what track is going to be your favorite?
Well, I'm looking forward to the AI, the artificial intelligence, and how that's going to swing supply chain. On one hand, people are concerned about jobs being taken away, but as jobs are being taken away, manual jobs, new creative jobs are being invented every day, and that's part of it. Understanding how technology can be your tool as opposed to your enemy, or as opposed to something that's going to take your job away. I don't think it is. I think it's going to make us better.
When you say it's going to make us better, I agree with you. I think that we haven't even begun to look at the power of artificial intelligence, the power that it holds, because just as 15, 20 years ago, we didn't have the concept of how huge social media would be because it didn't exist. We didn't understand the internet. I think we're going to see more tracks down the road of where we're going to be blown away by the technology that's coming down the pike.
Right, and sometimes it's not always technology. Sometimes it's just innovation to do things better, differently, more efficient, and maybe with a different little wrinkle, the same thing could become more profitable, more efficient for a lot of people. So that's what I mean by doing things better. But I think you got to take away the fear of technology. One thing that we have as human beings, we have our empathy and we have our creativity. It's going to be quite a while before robots, let's say, is going to take away our empathy and our ability to be creative.
It's about creativity. And you encourage that as well in the lab. You encourage that creativity because without that creative piece, and we just did a segment, Gary, on music, how the impact of music, what music can do to change our lives. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that, you know, just being creative and not losing that spontaneity. And that's what I think is happening. And to be continued, this is a very important conversation, but we will continue to have it with Gary. Gary, what's the best websites? And tell me a little bit more about where we go for information about the Technology Summit.
So we partner with the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals, and they're handling the registration. So their website is www.socalcsmp.org.
Awesome.
socalcsmp.org, and you can /events, and they'll take you to the Tech Summit, and you can register online.
Perfect. And we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned, Biz Talk Radio. Thank you, Gary.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. April is National Autism Awareness Month, and it's a significant issue. According to the CDC, one in every 68 children is autistic, which equates to 1% of the world's population. We have other numbers that are saying that it's much higher. Different parts of the country, it's 1 in 50, 1 in 58. It's a big problem. But what can we do about it? And what really is this spectrum that we're talking about that consists of Asperger's to full-blown non-functioning autism? And that's a very important concept as well. Joining us today is Terry Matthews. And Terry is very familiar with autism because her son, Jaden, was diagnosed at the age of 3. He's now 11. And Terry, you have dedicated time and money to ensure that Jaden receives the most advanced therapies available, and you have founded a company called Jaden's Voice, Inc. in 2011 to help others affected by autism. And the nonprofit provides major, important, vital support, therapies, information, and capitals to families impacted by autism. And tell us about Jaden's Voice, and welcome back. It's nice to have you.
Thank you, Frankie. I'm so glad to be here, especially on this lighted-up blue day, because this is Autism Awareness Day, although it is the month, but April 2nd, most cities light it up blue.
So, yes.
I'm glad to be able to be sharing today with you. So Jaden's Voice is founded and named after my son, Jaden, who was a neurotypical child developing on target as scheduled, like, you know, any parent would expect. And then at about the age 2.5, he had a fever. He was vaccinated. He had a fever for 4 days. And, you know, he lost all ability to point, to speak, and he was back in a diaper. And I wouldn't hear his voice again, I would say, for about 4 years, with tons of intense therapy and everything else. And so I founded Jaden's Voice because when he lost his voice, I had to become his voice until we were able to get his voice back, which came back a little bit different. But that's what we started to do for the balance of all parents who had experienced very much what I have experienced, some similar and some different. But all of them, we try to teach them how to have a voice of their own.
You know, there's so much that we don't know about autism. And
yeah.
One of the things that we do know, though, is that if diagnosed at an early age, it can make a huge difference. There's so many wonderful programs, including food choices and dietary changes, and it goes on and on and on.
Right. It is. Absolutely. So for Jaden, he was on a gluten-free diet. Some parents believe, you know, that gluten allergies, typically there are a lot of issues in an autistic child. They say our health starts in the gut. And yes, there are kids who have high allergies or sensitivities to gluten and other things. I mean, Jaden lacked a lot of magnesium and zinc, which also was a challenge for us. It was good we figured that out because he was up all hours of the night, and oftentimes it would be scary because we would have to lock ourselves at times in a room with him because he could leave the house. So we were constantly proofing our house in particular ways to make sure that, you know, we didn't have a son that would have loafed. But a lot of dietary issues, parents have seen that by changing a child on the spectrum's diet, it could be very beneficial for that child. It helps them learn a little bit. It keeps them from having hyper levels of activity, you know, sensitive skin issues. But autistic children are very sensitive to food in general. I think Jaden goes through parts of his life where he will only eat four or five things. And
yep.
for long periods of time, he all of a sudden doesn't like it anymore, and it's something else new that gets replaced. So it was white rice forever. Now it's pasta. So.
I love that. I love that, though. As a mother, tell me how it's one thing to raise a child, but when you're raising a child that has developmental issues, you have to think of their future. You have to think about what happens when you're not around.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many profound things that go on that I'm sure affect your life and your daily, your day-to-day activities with Jaden.
Mm-hmm. There is. So as you're saying, I'm trying not to tear up as I think about that. I think now, you know, more than ever, it's always been on the forefront of my mind. But as Jaden ages and as we work very hard to teach the world about autism, bring more awareness, you know, that's where a lot of my motivation comes from, because I know I won't be here forever. And unfortunately, I've had a couple of health scares, even while Jaden's been little, where my life was threatened. And I thought, oh, my God, laying in ICU, if something happens to me, what's going to happen to my son? In addition, because we have serviced so many of our even aging population, I remember servicing a woman who was 70 years old, a retired school principal. Her husband was deceased. She had a retirement but could never go into a retirement home because she was raising her 50-year-old daughter who was autistic and still changing her diapers at the time. Mm. And I felt both of these people needed care. And those stories resonate so much with me because I want to make sure that I teach Jaden as much independence as possible. But as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, autism is a spectrum. You have very high-functioning children, where my best friend's child is autistic. She didn't even find out until 2 years ago because he looks completely different than Jaden.
Yes, yes. I have a friend. Yeah, I have a friend. Her grandson was not diagnosed until he was a freshman in college, and then they realized, oh, my gosh, he's autistic. Yeah, yeah.
Right, and it's the struggles are so real, you know, and you know, I do think about those challenges and how do we save. And I think about the moms and dads who I've met and had an opportunity to have these conversations with, where they will, you know, have to take a stop working moment, you know, in their life where they pause working and putting away for a savings account or long-term, you know, opportunities to retire and all of those things because they're at home raising their kid. And so when they do that, they're not putting away, then, you know, making enough money to just make sure it's neat, because maybe they worked in a job that was very influential, high impact, you know, took a lot of time, and they, you know, jobs aren't as supportive, right? Like, they want you to be at work, especially if you're a salaried individual. Work isn't 9 to 5. If you need to be here till 10 o'clock to get it done, well, if you have an autistic child, working till 10 o'clock at night might not work for you. And I think about those jobs where I met women who are in the finance industry.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
When they're working in the finance
Terry,
industry,
we are,
it's very difficult to get off.
We're almost out of time. So give us the best website and more information on what you're doing and the major differences you're making in the lives of so many, please.
So our website is www.jadensvoice.org. That's jadensvoice.org. We have an awesome television show coming out. It's www.onthespectrum.tv.
Awesome. Thank you.
Take your health back with time-tested ancient medical wisdom that's backed by modern science. Do you ever wonder that the information that we get from the medical profession is inaccurate? New wonder drugs go on and off the market only to be pulled off 2 or 3 years later. Science seems to be able to prove whatever it wants. Science tells us coffee is good, coffee is bad, wheat, dairy, soy, wine, the list goes on. How do we know if these foods are actually good for us or bad? It's confusing, right? At LifeSpot.com, I have published thousands of free articles and videos aimed at proving ancient, time-tested medical wisdom with modern science. If I can find a food, herb, lifestyle, or health practice that has been used traditionally for hundreds or thousands of years successfully, and then I can find good science to back it up, I'm going to write about it and give it to you for free at LifeSpot.com. Don't wait till the problem arises. Just take care of your health now. Also, if you go to our LifeSpa.com/store, you get $5 off of any order over $40 and just use the coupon code Frankie.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4767. 1-800-765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And, you know, I'm being more aware of our microbiome these days because my own family, my nephew, has been challenged with an infection. And he has developed some serious infections from an operation he had a few months ago at one of Boston's major hospitals. And he's on tons of antibiotics and has been. And I remember when I first started doing this radio show, I spoke to an ethnobotanist about what's going to happen to us. And he started to talk about how we are going to become very sick from the overuse of antibiotics. And the interesting thing is that none of us really understood any of these conversations because it was just like a foreign language. Well, it's not so foreign today. And joining us is Dr. John Doulard, who has been trying to educate us about the circadian rhythm, about whether foods such as wheat, dairy, soy, meat, wine, the list goes on, what's really good for us. It's very confusing out there. And at lifespa.com, by the way, he's published thousands of free articles and videos proving how ancient time-tested medical wisdom with modern science comes together. And we are all overexposed to antibiotics. And it's really sad, Doctor, and welcome back.
Thanks. Thank you. Good to be here.
And by the way, you're the best-selling author of Eat Wheat, which is a very controversial but really powerful book. You have given me, and I've been taking them, these wonderful herbs to help my system start to understand that I need to start to slowly bring back foods into my diet. But tell us about the Ayurvedic and the herbs that you've created at Life Spa.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about herbs are they are plants, and the bugs, the microbes, the microbiome we talked about, it comes from the soil. And the bugs that are in the soil attach to certain plants. And then when you eat those plants, if you don't spray them with pesticides, those bugs on those plants become our new microbiome, which changes dramatically from one season to the next to the next. When you take an herb and you create an extract and you soak it in alcohol, you kill all the bugs. You might concentrate some of the chemicals in that plant. You might isolate some of those chemicals in that plant. But what you don't do is you don't capture the full intelligence of nature, which includes the biochemistry of the plant, but also very much includes the microbiology. And the microbiology is becoming more and more understood as the most powerful part of our human body. I mean, there's hundreds of trillions of microbiome or microbial cells in our body, and there's hundreds of trillions of human cells. So it's this understanding that when we eat foods, we're also feeding our microbiome. And the key is diversity. What they find in the American Western microbiome is that very few people have the diversity. In other words, different types of microbes in our gut. And we don't change from season to season to season because we eat the same food that's highly processed, isn't sprayed or cooked or overly processed. There's no microbes in them. That's why a lot of foods don't go bad on the counter, because they just don't go bad. So what we do at Life Spa is we have herbs that are seasonal, that are whole herbs, organic, that come out of the ground, and they're loaded with natural microbes. We test them for the microbiology on them. We make sure there's no bad bugs in them. We make sure there's no heavy metals in them, and we make sure they're clean and they're exactly what they say they are. And then we formulate them according to different underlying digestive imbalances. So the ones I gave you are designed to not just do the digesting for you like a digestive enzyme or giving you hydrochloric acid. They're designed, and there's good science to back this up, reboot your ability to digest the food yourself, to reboot, heal, and repair your intestinal microbiome and your digestive system.
And as I opened up, because we're all taking too many antibacterial products, we're taking too many antibiotics, we have become overwhelmed with them. And they're really causing people to get sick in life. And we don't understand this connection and correlation.
It's not just the antibiotics that we take. It's the non-organic foods that we've been eating for so long that kill the microbes that make the enzymes that help us digest harder to digest foods like wheat and dairy and eggs and nuts and seeds and grains and beans. We are having an epidemic of people not being able to digest foods that have been around and been eaten for millions of years.
Yes.
And it's not because the foods are bad. It's because we've lost our digestive strength. And we keep saying, oh, the food is bad. This food is bad. This food is bad. It isn't the food. It's, you want to eat whole food in its natural state, but you have to have a good digestion to digest certain foods. And historically, we've eaten foods that are hard to digest. Those foods like wheat and dairy and nuts and seeds and grains and beans, they have anti-nutrients. But those anti-nutrients, yes, they're a little harder to digest, but they're the stimulators for the immune system in your gut. And without them, we run down the road without the stimulation for gut immunity that we desperately need going down the road.
By the way, tell us the name of the product that you've given me that I just absolutely love. It's Gentle Digest.
Gentle Digest is a combination of ginger, cumin, coriander, fennel, and cardamom. Is an ancient formulation that's been around for thousands of years. Now there's really good science to back up why, as individual herbs, ginger, cumin, coriander, fennel, and cardamom, they're all really great. Put them together, there's a synergy between them that help boost your ability to make stomach acid, your ability to make bile in your liver, your ability to make duodenal and pancreatic enzymes. So instead of taking a pill that is a digestive enzyme formula, why don't we get the body to make its own the way it was designed and can stop trying to and stop being addicted to the next pill and powder that create dependencies that we never really can get off of.
I love that you're doing this. I love that you're educating us. I love that you talk about nature. You talk about animals. You talk about the deer. I mean, that to me, that story with the deer is so profound. And people, when I share that story, are like, wow, I had no idea. So explain to us about how nature does this automatically. And that's why we need Gentle Digest, because we're not as smart as nature is, as the deers.
Well, the thing is, we now know, it's hard science, that the gut bugs change from season to season to season. So that's a fact. So, but we eat processed foods that don't have those bugs. We eat foods that are sprayed the bugs have been killed. So we've lost the ability to get that seasonal transition that we desperately need. There was one story where deer were given, it was a study where they gave deer bark in the winter, and they have certain bugs for digesting bark in the winter, and they eat leaves in the summer, and they have different bugs for digesting leaves in the summer. But if they gave the deer the bark in the summer, they had the wrong microbes. It would cause a level of indigestion. It would literally kill the deer. And I was like, wait a minute. Are you kidding me? I wrote another book called The Three-Season Diet, all about eating with the seasons, back in the year 2000 that was published. And it was all about eating with the seasons, because this was ancient wisdom. Everybody knew thousands of years ago that's the only thing you could do was eat with the seasons, right? And then they figured out the value and the benefit of that, because the foods will boost immunity in the winter and decongestion in the spring and help you get rid of heat in the summer. These are all things that were understood thousands of years ago, and now we have hard science to back that up. So recently, about 3-4 years ago, I put together recipes for each month of the year, superfood lists and grocery lists for every month of the year for free for people, called the Three-Season Diet Challenge. Anybody can sign up for that at lifespa.com and get a handheld information about what to eat in March and April, May and June, July, so you know exactly what food is in season, recipes for those for that month. And you get a monthly packet in your inbox every month to get us back to eating seasonal, get the right bugs in our gut at the right time of the year for free. So it's really a phenomenal thing. Tons of information to get every month for free. You don't want to miss that.
It's lifespa.com. for that information. And one of the things that we need to do is we need to start putting back. You know, I hear so many people that suffer, well, I can't eat that, and I have, you know, flatulence because of the beans, and I can't eat those. But these foods, and you know, you and I both know, Doctor, that these foods are the future. Beans are the future. There is no doubt in my mind. They're making sausages that taste like sausage out of beans. They're making hamburgers that taste like real hamburgers. They even look like they're bleeding, made with beets and beans. So this is the future. It is absolutely the future, and we shouldn't deny ourselves good, nutritious foods, whole foods, nutrient-dense foods. So check out lifespa.com. Thank you so much. The author of Eat Wheat, fascinating book, brilliant information about how we should be eating. Go to lifespa.com. Dr. John Doulard, thank you so much for what you're doing.
Great to be here. Thank you.
And we will be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. BizTalkRadio.com.
Americanex is an international company built on three cutting-edge technology platforms. ACE Exchange is the cannabis industry's first fully electronic, regulatory compliant, and transparent exchange. The platform tracks the wholesale purchase and sale of licensed cannabis. AceTrack is a seed-to-sale tracking software with administrative, plant, and inventory management, security, compliance, and accounting capabilities. The software includes point-of-sale, radio frequency identification, and geo-tracking services, allowing government regulators to verify and collect taxes. AcePay is a revolutionary cash and management system created for cannabis industry participants who have traditionally had difficulty obtaining banking services. Now, for the first time in history, an online marketplace gives participants the ability to deposit cash, pay bills and taxes, and accept payments both inside and outside the cannabis industry. Americanex, three platforms, one marketplace, endless options. Visit americanex.com to learn more.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. We now have a repeat guest who, you know, as a lacto-ovo vegetarian, my main source of food is the egg. There isn't anything more perfect in life than the egg, in my opinion. And with Easter, Passover, eggs are an intricate part of our culture and our society and in so many ways. And I just can't imagine what my life would be like without eggs. And Charlie Lantry, president and CEO of Eggland's Best, you also feel the same way. You are one passionate man about eggs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How are you, Frankie?
I'm well. I'm well. Tell me, first of all, you have been doing this for a very long time.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Yes, and you say not all eggs are created equal. Tell me what that means.
Okay, there are supermarket eggs, and then there are Eggland's Best eggs. And Eggland's Best eggs have a different diet. In fact, I would say, Frankie, as much eggs as you have, I'd even make the statement about you and I, these chickens, the Eggland's Best chickens, eat better than you do and I do. And they can't cheat on their diet. So we feed them a special diet. It's an all-vegetarian diet. We feed no animal fat, no animal byproducts, no cookie crumbs, no bakery.
Yeah, that's really important for me. That's really important for me. One of the things...
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We also, in addition to what we don't feed them, we do harvest kelp up there off of Nova Scotia, species of kelp that we then put in the diet, because kelp is very, very good for you and provides lots of vitamins and minerals and whatnot. So we go, only Eggland's Best does this, and from that we get an egg that's been proven to taste better, proven to be more nutritious, proven to be fresher, and it's Eggland's Best, and it's only Eggland's Best can do that. So what we're doing is we're paying all that attention to all the feedstuffs we do. And then in addition to that, we have our standards, which are, we hope to be impeccable, so that each of our producers throughout the United States has the same standards and live by those standards.
I love that, Charlie. I did not know that you use kelp.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've been using it since we first started Eggland's Best in the market in 1992. Yes.
Wow. I have to ask you, when you go out for, or when you have people over at your house, let's rephrase that, when you have people over at your house for brunch, what kind of eggs are we going to get, besides Eglin's Best?
Right, we're always going to get Eglin's Best. And
absolutely, of course.
At my house, it's a combination. First of all, I love to cook eggs. I'm useless cooking almost anything else, but I love to cook eggs. I love, well, myself personally, I love eggs over easy. I love fried
eggs. Me too.
I love the yolk.
Okay? Me too.
But for a big crowd, you know, I'll do the scrambled eggs because I can, you know, whip up 12, 14, 16 eggs, put them together, and they can all come out at the same time so everybody gets served and whatnot. But when I'm doing individual eggs, you know, two eggs over easy, two eggs over easy for me. Some people like the hard-cooked eggs. You know, we have them. You can either hard-cook them yourself or we have
and they're delicious.
Packages.
They're delicious. Let me tell you how I do them. I take your eggs, and I have an egg. I found it. It's from years ago. I don't even know if they still make them. But they're made to slice eggs, an egg slicer with wires.
Yes.
I don't know if they still sell those in supermarkets and stores. But
yes,
I have
do.
One. From,
yes, they do.
Okay. So I have one from years ago. So I put it in one way, and then I put it in the other way, so it chops up the egg for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take three kinds of pickles.
Oh.
I'm not kidding. Three different kinds of pickles, and I use a dairy-free mayo that I love that I've been using. And then there's a coconut mayonnaise that I love as well. So I use either one of those. And the three different kinds of pickles. And when I make it, my neighbor always asks me to make extra for her because she just loves it. She's like addicted to it. So I make it at least once a week for myself because, don't forget, as a lacto-ovo-vegetarian, and I'm doing very little cheese these days. If I do any, it's goat cheese. So for me, the egg is really critical.
Okay. Sure.
Really critical.
Sure.
But let me tell you what I do when people come over, Charlie. I make my famous frittatas.
Ooh.
And those are phenomenal.
Mm.
And easy.
Listen, you're making me hungry, Frankie.
They're easy and peasy to do. And you just take some onion, cut up mushroom, any vegetable you have lying around left over, throw it in the pan with a little oil, put it in the oven. That's the key. Preheat everything. Then throw your spinach in, wilt it, get your seasonings in there. I use different variety of seasonings. And then I take your lovely Eglin's Best and I put them, I use the organic, and I put them in the Vitamix. And I throw a little cream, just a little cream, in with those eggs in the Vitamix and whip them all up and pour them over the hot vegetables and put them back in the oven. And if you want to sprinkle a little cheese on top, you can, but it's optional. And voila, people love that frittata.
Oh,
it poofs
beautiful.
Up and it's just gorgeous. It's just absolutely beautiful. And by the way, why did Forbes call you the man who made the chicken egg glamorous?
Well, I think because we listened to consumers and the consumers said to us, we wanted a certain egg that helps us and we can eat it without concerns about cholesterol. And we want a healthy egg, and we want an egg that tastes great, nutritious. And when we listen to consumers, we perfected an egg that does that. And only
you're the best.
Could make the claim.
And for more information, people can go ahead and give out the website, please.
It's www.egglandsbest.com.
Wonderful. And remember, Eglin's Best are tremendous source of vitamin B2, B5, and more D than anyone else. Thanks for being with us, Charlie. Thank you all. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for BizTalk Radio. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
There are clouds in the sky. You get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-BIZ TALK RADIO.